Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There we go.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
Not even going to say it. Think we're good.
Yes.
I know that's good. Yep. The logo. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
We are show 40, episode 41. At some point, I think we talked about this last week, we got to get to season two. I think we're in season two,
I think,
right?
We are, yeah. It's a different year, right? You know, it's 2025. We started in 2024.
But the number thing is kind of fun. So we do season two, but show 41.
Yeah,
we go back to one.
No, we keep going. Yep.
So 41, what do you got? Let's hear it.
The only one is Tom Seaver.
Oh.
Tom Terrific. He's the only one I could come up with.
41.
I don't know, unless you have something.
Wow, that's an oddball number right there.
Yeah.
41. I got nothing.
Yeah, that's all I could come up with.
Tom Seaver it is.
Tom Seaver.
It's a pretty good one.
It's his show.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Going out to Tom. Is he still alive?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah.
To the family of Tom Seaver.
Yes.
We're going to dedicate this show.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll have to, when I upload the audio to the RSS feed, it goes to like, it's so funny because I upload it and 5 minutes later on my phone, I get an alert. The Doodoo and Foo Show has uploaded a new, on like Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. It tells me, okay, it doesn't tell me your show. It tells me the Doodoo and Foo Show because they follow us. So so I got to start putting, I think I'm going to start with this one. We'll start doing season two.
Yeah.
Starts today. Good time, middle of July. Hot out there today.
No, very.
But windy. So you know what that happens. For those of you who are not familiar with Vegas, is once that wind comes in, drops. I think it's like Friday is 89 of a high.
89. We might get some rain Friday, they're saying, too. Yeah. It's just town needs. Yep.
Please.
Just town needs it.
I mean, monsoon season right around the corner.
Yeah.
Hot. I got some sweat marks. Most of them have dried off. I'm lugging drinks up and down the stairs and ice. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Where are we? Let's see. Last couple weeks have been obviously we had Faith and we had our own show. We're going to try to get a couple sophomores on. It's an interesting time of year. We had our open gym / workouts last night, and it was all this year's team and Faith. It was Faith's last day.
Yeah.
So
cool.
But it's kind of cool now. It's starting to
come together.
Get down to the group. We were just missing one of our players, and everybody was out there. And it's one of those days. All we did was play. We played the whole day. Display. No coaching. Play. Condition with the ball. Learn how each other plays. And basketball is interesting. I got a message from my little CSN recap, Adrian, over at Cal State Bakersfield. I talked to her a couple days ago, said, how's it going? I got to see some really cool pictures. Their locker room is awesome.
Oh, nice.
And
good.
All the stuff. And then today was her fitness test. Got to run the mile under 8 minutes. And she was very worried about it, but they made a cool, kind of like Brooklyn does. They made a video. Hey, I'm Adrian. This is me before the mile. And then, hey, my name's Adrian. This is me after the mile. And just got a message from her on my phone. Said she beat her personal best time. And it was difficult, and it was hard. So it's good.
She did it. That's good.
Yeah, she did it. But moving pieces, I think we mentioned it last week, is we're getting closer and closer to these 24, 25 kids all being somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, our two captains, Adrian and Faith. Adrian left last week. Faith pretty much, I think, left last night. She's going to head back to Hawaii for a little bit before going to Alaska. But Talk about an emotional night, man.
No, I'm sure, as a coach, man.
As a player. I won't speak about her emotions, but I can tell you my emotions were it's hard, man. You get really close with your captains over these years, and the growth we've talked about for a couple weeks with Faith. So when they walk away for that last time, you don't know when you're going to see them again, you know. But you also feel a lot of pride and a lot of, know, buy-in and what you helped young athletes do. Not just her, but obviously Kayla Terry for a year.
Sure.
Selena, and going back years, whether it's Jordan or Paige or Destiny Brown or KJ.
Charmaine.
Charmaine Finley. Yeah. I mean, those kids are, they're all stars, all of them. Yeah. So it's always a tough week for, or a couple weeks for a coach, because you're super excited about the new group. We're going to talk about the event we're doing tonight. And you get super emotional because you're losing kids that have been in your program for, you conclude your recruiting period. It's almost 3 years of knowing them, and knowing their families and all that stuff. So if Faith is watching and Adrian, I think those are the only two that have left thus far. Super proud of you guys, and go rock on. Yeah, go kill it.
Absolutely.
Major League Baseball draft. CSN pitcher got drafted today.
No, I didn't see that. Okay. Oh, today. Okay.
Yeah. Was it today? Is it still going on?
I think
on
they had it again today.
They posted it today. Yeah. I'm not sure what round or whatnot, but, Coach Nick, his streak continues. I don't know if he actually has a streak, but I know he consistently has players getting drafted either straight out of CSN or after they go play at their next college. So that was kind of cool to see come across today. Yeah. I mean, obviously Bryce Harper is pretty high bar for a CSN player to hold, but it's always good when kids get drafted.
And it's awesome. It is awesome. Yeah. Always good to see local kids get drafted and move on, you know, and move on with their careers, be successful. But that's a big day for this kid, obviously.
Oh, man. You know, imagine getting drafted in any sport at any round.
I could only imagine.
I can't imagine. Just a lot of hard work and some pretty cool stuff. So we have tonight after the show, so for those of you who tune in, which I think is millions of people by now, we usually eat before the show and talk about what we ate. Today's a little bit different story. We're going to eat after the show. We're doing our first 25-26 team potluck dinner and movie. So we kind of probably do, I'd say, 5 or 6 a year. Try to space them out a little bit so they don't become, you know, a movie every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But the players love it. And honestly, the potluck serves two purposes. Is I can't supply food for players. It's a violation.
Yeah.
So the workaround is everybody bring a dish. And the food they bring is out of this world. It's always shocking to me. I think were you around last year?
I was here last year, yes.
Yeah, so you're going to be here again this year. Had the Hawaiian flair last year.
Yep.
We'll see what this year's team brings. So we're going to do a movie. I hope none of them are watching, because I'm going to talk about the movie. It's not a movie. It's a 30 for 30 ESPN.
It's a good one.
It's the, I can't remember the name of it. Survive in Advance.
Now that you say that. Yeah, you texted me yesterday who it was about. I thought maybe it was something different, but I did see that one, and it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. Yep. And it's long. It's long like a movie, and I guarantee it's something they've never seen before, and it's a really good underdog story. And, of course, the Jimmy V battling, you know, with the Jimmy V Foundation, what it's accomplished. But the bond that team has from that run, just phenomenal. So I'm excited to watch that with my team tonight. Top sports movies, ready?
Yeah.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
I got a little list. You tell me what yours are. Let's see if you have any on the list.
I'll throw Rocky up there.
Rocky's I don't have them in order, but Rocky's the first one I thought of.
Yeah.
You know? And there's some great Rockies. Rocky One is obviously a classic, but Rocky's got a string of great movies.
Field of Dreams was a good one.
Field of Dreams we got on there. Boom. Look at him go.
About Raging Bull?
Don't have Raging Bull. I've never seen Raging Bull. Okay. I got to put that down. Is that about boxing?
Yeah.
Yep. Raging Bull. That reminds me of one I don't have on here is The Hurricane. Have you ever seen Hurricane?
I have seen The Hurricane,
That's a good movie.
Good one, yeah.
That's another good movie, another boxing movie. Denzel, you know.
Well, it was another one called, I think it's called The Bull. Same.
The Bull.
Why am I forgetting the fighter's name all of a sudden, who the Raging Bull was about? Mm. I got to look that up. But that's, but they depict the same fighter.
Yep.
Is what Raging Bull, and I think the Bull, the Raging Bull was De Niro, and the Bull was William Forsythe, I believe.
Okay.
As a boxer. I'm going to look that up after we're done and shoot some other ones. Comedy-wise, Major League was good.
Major League's a good one.
You know, Major League's a good one. I don't know top five, but I always enjoyed The Sandlot.
Sandlot I have on here.
Yeah, you did put The Sandlot on there, right?
Sandlot I have on here.
I'm trying to look up Raging Bulls, I think, here, too. Top five movies.
Have you ever seen Miracle on Ice?
I have. That is a good one.
I have not.
No, that is a good one. About
the
Olympic team.
I feel like that would
be
a good one to watch with the team, just because, again, that adversity type stuff, the comeback style, just kind of the air we breathe here at CSN.
I would say watch it, and then if you think it's
and that's what I do.
Of course,
it's so funny, you know. And I know I'm dealing with adults, mostly adults,
yes.
And but I still, the girl said yesterday when we broke at the end of the practice, they said, "What's the movie you're watching?" I said, "I'm not going to tell you because I just never want to tell them the movie." I said, "But I watched it yesterday," and they're like, "You watched it?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm always going to watch a movie before I show it to you guys, just to make sure it's appropriate and all the things."
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. So, I'm trying to think. Let's see some. Some football movies too.
A couple really good football movies.
What's the one?
Yeah,
with Denzel.
Yeah, remember
the Titans. Remember the Titans. Yeah, there you go.
That's a really, really good team movie. That's a good one. There's a couple basketball. There's another football one that we watched last year.
Yeah, Rudy. Rudy was a good one.
Rudy.
That's the movie night that I was at last year was Rudy.
Yeah, we watched Rudy last year. There's another football one that we watched last year. A true story, NFL.
Oh, you know what? Brian's Song. I don't know if that's what you're thinking of, but Brian's Song with Gale Sayers and depicted Gale Sayers
Brian's Song
because Piccolo, the running back, right? Was it Brian Piccolo?
Never heard
battled
that.
Battled cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got to look that up.
That's a good one. The original one with James Caan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the original one was James Caan. Raging Bull, by the way, that Jake LaMotta.
Okay,
that's the boxer.
Yep.
Man, there's so many out
have
there.
Have you ever seen The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
My brother and I, Pat, shout out to Pat Savage. Yeah. He put me on The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. It is the goofiest old low-budget movie you've ever seen, starring Dr. J.
Dr. J, yeah.
And it's about this team and the ABA. I think it was like they kind of were mocking the ABA, kind of like where all the has-beens go and da-da-da-da-da. And this one team couldn't win a game to save their life, and they hired an astrologist to help bond the team and get them on point. And
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And behold, it worked. And of course, it worked because they thought it was working.
Yeah.
But then Dr. J's in it, Meadowlark Lemon's in it. Yeah. Oh, man, what a movie. I've probably watched The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, I've probably watched 25 times.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not that good. but I've watched it 25 times.
Well, there's so many different categories, right? I mean, you got comedy ones. Like, yep. If you know, if you start doing comedy, you got Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, right? It's just there's a lot of them out there.
How about Hoosiers?
There you go. That's the one I want to put in the top five right there. Hoosiers. Thank you for that one.
Yeah, we watch that one every other year because I don't want to watch the same. I try to do that. I try to do these movies, every 3 years. So if you got kids here for 2 years, they're not seeing the same movie back to back. So Remember the Titans, I think, will be next year. I got to do some new ones this year. Coach Carter is a big one.
Coach Carter's a good one. That's basketball.
A good show one. Blindside is the
Blindside's a good one. I like that. I don't know if I put that in my top five, but I do like that.
Yeah.
I like Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yeah.
Bull Durham's a good one.
Creed is kind of the newer Rocky.
Rocky, but if I had to go, if I had to go five.
Oh, no, that's not top five.
No, not top five. I'm just naming them off
at this point.
But I think I got five in there that I think I would like.
Yeah.
But
2 years ago, we watched a non-sports movie, and it starts off super slow. But by the end of it, I guess a little bit of sports is Black Stallion.
Black Stallion, yes. Yeah,
but the first 40 minutes, they only say 5 words.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the first 40 minutes of a movie.
Yeah.
There's no words. Yeah. There's almost no words. But by the end of it, of course, the little boy's racing and, breaking records. Seabiscuit's another one. Yeah. I actually have Seabiscuit over there. I don't remember if we watched Seabiscuit last year. I bought it and I have it. I got to ask the players if we've done that one. Moneyball.
Moneyball's a good one. How about what's the one with the three brothers? Is that Slapshot? Why am I forgetting the name of that
comedy?
One? Yeah, with the three brothers on the team.
I've seen that, though.
Yeah.
Brian's song, I got to look up. And Raging Bull.
Yeah, because what's his name? Is it Robert Redford? No, I forget the one with the three brothers. Why am I forgetting? It's a comedy. It's hilarious. But, Brian's song's a good one. It's a touching one, of course.
Yeah. I got to see that.
But, I got to
take a look at that. Yeah, so I'll probably, this age group, I don't know that they've really seen Hoosiers it's not a very, these aren't movies that they're going to pull up on their own. I think Remember the Titan is pretty popular. If any of my players did any of this stuff in high school, they probably saw it, Remember the Titans or Coach Carter. Those are pretty much go-to basketball movies.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that today and, pretty good story on the cardiac kids, they call them. And, in part of that 30 for 30, they talk about a couple years prior to the filming of that, they said they did the top moments of the century. And it wasn't sports moments. It was moments landing on the moon. And that play was one of the top moments. Not sports moments.
Moments. That was huge, man.
Was that 83, 84? 83. I think it was 84,
somewhere
I think.
Around there, 84 Olympics. Yeah, that was.
It was around 84.
Another good movie too is, not being biased, but The Express, the Ernie Davis story.
Don't know that
one
either.
The Express.
Wow. But how about that? We're gonna shout out to your dad. Yep. Number one.
Yep.
The show would be better if you were sitting right here. I can tell you that unequivocally. I got my Arnold Palmer iced tea in my cup here.
Yeah.
We got an extra microphone. The invitation is always there for you. So, and in honor of you, we're going to blind rank. I heard you're a big fan of the blind rank. We're going to do a little bit of blind rank. Three categories. It's only five, so they're smaller. Usually
okay,
we do 10.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the best 15th pick in the NBA draft.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to do 15th, 8th, and 5th. All five. Ready?
Okay. Best 15.
So here we go.
Yeah.
15th pick in the draft. Number one.
I was gonna say, he's got to be pretty good.
You never know. Steve Nash.
Ooh. And top five, you said, right? Okay.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh.
Where are you putting Nash to start? I mean, two-time MVP, that's a tough place to start.
I was thinking three, but let's throw him two, man. He's heck of a career. I mean, obviously, I'm going to guess all these guys had heck of a career, but.
Ned Pinckney.
Oh, I like that, man. I liked him at Villanova. Villanova, yeah, absolutely.
But pro.
Won a championship with Nova. He was on that championship team that beat Georgetown.
Easy Ed, man. Ed Pinckney was a monster in college.
He was,
and okay,
man,
with the Celts. I mean, he had a decent career.
I don't want to put him at the bottom, so I'm going to go four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah, I like Ed Pinckney, man.
Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh, well, he's got to go. I think he's got to go ahead of got to go ahead of Ed. Let's put him three because I put Nash three? Two, right? Okay. Three, yeah.
Kawhi. Nash doesn't have a title, but Kawhi does.
Right.
Does Kawhi have any MVPs? Does he have one? No. Does he have an MVP?
I don't think so, Dan.
I don't think so.
I got to look that up, but I don't think so.
Nash has two. So Nash has him in the MVP side. But Kawhi's got him with the one championship.
Was he on that team with Barkley that got to the championship? I can't remember so far back. No, I don't think so, no.
I can't remember.
Was he in a championship?
Phoenix?
Was he in a championship with Phoenix?
I think that was Hornacek and...
Was it that squad? I got to look all that up, man. It's
Mike Woodson.
We'll put him at five.
That's a New York Knicks guy.
Isn't they coached him, yeah.
And he had a pretty good career. I was looking at his stats. I'm like, wow.
Good college career, too.
Number one. You ready? You want to know your pick? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey, there you go.
That's probably about right.
Perfect.
Yeah, you like that? Giannis 1, Nash 2, Kawhi 3, Pinckney 4, Mike Woodson 5.
I would keep it just like that.
Look at that.
No changes.
Huh? That's solid.
No changes, yeah.
A blind rank, you nailed it. I think that might be a first.
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty good. All right, ready? We're moving up. Eighth pick.
Yep.
Eighth pick in the NBA draft.
Yep.
All right, let me get my list down here. We're starting off with Detlef Schrempf. How do you say his last name? Schrempf.
I think you said it just perfect. Detlef Schrempf.
Schrempf.
Not Schrempf. I think you got to pronounce that F, I think.
Detlef Schrempf.
Schrempf, I think, yeah.
I don't know. He was just at the Summer League. Somebody took a picture with him. Yeah. Detlef Schrempf, one through five. This is the eighth now.
Eighth pick. He had a very solid career. It's in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
Let's go three.
Detlef. All right. Latrell Sprewell. Fan is?
I was when he was with the Knicks.
Man, he could go.
He was on that championship team that lost to the Spurs, but yeah.
He was like a thin, what's his name? Triple-double dude. Russell Westbrook. He played with that energy.
Yeah.
Like he went to the rim, it was 100%.
Yeah.
Not 80%, not 90. He would go. He would attack that rim.
Yeah. He had a good Knick career.
Yep.
Loves himself some Knicks. He's at a lot of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Trell, this is an eighth pick in the draft.
Eighth pick.
I'm going to go four because I believe there's two coming that's better than him.
Okay. Kobe Bryant.
And then there's one of them right there.
Where are you putting him?
And there's one of them right there. Let's throw him to the top because I can't imagine anybody being better than him with this eighth pick.
And not at the eighth. I mean,
and not at the eighth, exactly.
Robert Parrish.
Man, there's the other one, number two. There you go.
The Chief,
yep.
And number five, let's see if you got it right, Ron Harper.
Yeah, you could put him five. 1-2 for sure.
Yeah, 1-2, 100%.
I tell you what, I would take Schrempf over Ron Harper.
Yeah.
I think
Latrell and Ron could go either way.
Could he go either way? Yeah. Unless if you wanted. I would probably take Schrempf over Latrell. Yeah, that's good. I think I might have nailed that one.
Look at that one, huh?
Yeah.
Two for two. I actually, Ron Harper, his nickname was the Ohio Flyer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a poster. So in my room when I was a kid, I had basketball stuff everywhere. And one of my posters was Ron Harper, the Ohio Flyer. Loved watching him play. And now his son, obviously, second pick in the draft?
Yes. And coming out after a freshman year.
Putting on a little show over there at the Summer League.
So good thing you gave me Kobe instead of the Chief. I might have went Chief number one before Kobe.
I know. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. Now we're going last one. Fifth pick in the draft.
Fifth pick in the draft. Yep.
We're getting a little tricky here. This one's going to get a little tricky. All right. Vince Carter. I'm gonna let you think these through now. Take your time.
Insanity, yeah. Let me tell you. You know what? I'm gonna
You got to remember, this is fifth pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, but there's been some bust. And man, he had a good long career. Going back to dunkers there. Back to last week's thing with the dunker. Ooh, I almost want to put him two, but we're going to throw him three.
Three, Vince.
Yep.
KG.
Man.
This one's going to get tricky.
He's either one or two. I can't put him behind Vince.
Oh, KG's one of my favorite players of all time.
You're a Hall of Famer, championship.
I like watching him and Paul Pierce's podcast now. I could watch that for 10 hours straight.
10 hours. Oh,
hilarious.
Let's throw him two.
KG.
Yeah, yeah.
D. Wade.
Son of a gun. Four.
D. Wade at the four.
I didn't nail this one.
It's all right.
I'll admit.
Charles Barkley.
Throw him one.
Yeah?
Yep. I don't know who's... Hey, there's not many better than Charles. Maybe this one is. I don't know. But I can't put Charles fifth.
Well, you know who's fifth?
Well, maybe this one I can't put fifth. I don't know.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, put him five.
Yeah?
I would
all right, now, let's see what you
do. I would
here.
Switch this around. I would put Pippen... Believe you're going to... It might sound crazy, but I would put Pippen three.
Pippen three.
Wade four.
Vince five.
With Vince five, yes.
Keep Barkley over KG?
Yes.
Now, do you think that's because we grew up more so watching Barkley in that era of Bird Magic?
It's not an easy one over him. Yeah. Just Barkley for his size, the way he rebounded that, and I talked about that too. You talk about rebounding.
Yeah.
For his size, how he rebounded, I know he didn't win a championship. He did get to one.
Yep.
Dream teamer, although Garnett wasn't around for that dream team. Yeah. I don't think, right?
No,
but he did make his Olympic team, right,
did.
Too.
Yeah.
He could go either one with that, but I'll keep Barkley one.
So the one that the fifth pick was the one that I had seen on social media, and the kid had put D. Wade one. And again, blind rank. So
sure.
You don't know who's coming next.
Nothing wrong with D. Wade.
I think he went D. Wade. Yeah, they actually had Barkley fifth.
And he kept it there.
They went Barkley. Well, they don't.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, they don't read. They don't read. Okay.
They went D Wade one, KG two, Pippen three.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Vince four, and then they put Vince ahead of
Barkley.
But again, it's an age thing.
But it's a blind rank, and you don't know what's coming.
These are younger kids too,
right? He doesn't know much. They don't know much about Barkley, which is understandable. But
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's when you think about top five picks. Well, you think about the eighth pick, man, Kobe. Like, elite. One, two, three. That's dicey. Yeah. It's hard to even come up with a list of the top five because there's so many.
Oh, yeah.
And usually we talk about busts, but I figured this time we'll talk about
that was. And if I'm not mistaken, the Hornets drafted Kobe, right? And never played a game. It was a draft day trade, whatever that was. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
Here's one. Your dad's going to, when he's watching, let's see if he can get this before you. What is the only NFL team name, not the location, not like New England, but the team name that when spelled out is in alphabetical order?
Like, not the nickname.
Yeah, the team name. Like, the CSN Coyotes.
Oh, so it's not like you got to go New York Jets.
Nope, just the.
The nickname.
The nickname, yep.
The team name, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Only NFL team spelled out in alphabetical order.
Wow.
There's
never even seen this.
There
one
is
before.
A technicality you could do a second one. We'll see if you get either of them. Okay. But there's one specifically that spelled out is in order.
One ready? Football team.
I mean, you got to think. You got to start with the high letters here. Hey, Dad, you're on the clock. Hopefully, let's see if you can get it for him.
Oh,
we're gonna take your word for it.
Not that one. No, not that one. Not that.
Brett Taylor.
Brett's on. What up, Brett? Holy smoke, Dan.
Is that my new thing now? I just get up and randomly check.
That's all right. Got to make sure it's still working.
So we're going to be switching to Twitch pretty soon, which is going to be exciting.
Okay.
What do you think? Let's start at the top of the alphabet and work our way around.
I'm going through the teams.
Yeah.
Okay, one is the Bills.
There you go. That's the one.
That's the one. Okay.
That's the one.
The one.
Yeah, the other technicality is the 49ers. 4-9-ERS.
Numbers and then letters.
And then letters, yeah, if you went that way. But the Bills is it. How about that? That's pretty fast. Yeah, that was about a minute. Time.
Yeah,
pretty
sure,
cool.
I'm sure Marty, Marty was watching. He's a Bills fan. Oh, he's probably, Bills.
Yeah. How funny is that?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, ready?
Yep.
Now, away we go. We're doing the top tight ends. We're doing bracket style, elimination style.
Okay.
We got 16, so 8 on the left, 8 on the right.
Yep.
Top tight ends in NFL history. Ready?
Ooh, let's go.
Gronk.
I like this one.
Versus Ben Coates.
Oh, wow. Ben Coates was good, but Gronk ended up putting up them numbers with some championships. Got to go Gronk.
Oh, man. Ben Coates was good. Tough.
Two Patriots right there.
Two Patriots in the first round. Yeah. Mike Ditka versus Mark Bavaro.
Look at him. My guy was a big
Mark Bavaro.
Big Bavaro fan.
So I originally had a different name in there, and I'm like, I got to put Bavaro in.
I was a big Bavaro fan.
And be real. Listen.
Nah, I'm going to be real. You know me.
Both on the same team. Same quarterback, same offensive line, same everything, same error. Just play the game. And you put Bavaro in at tight end for 10 possessions, and you put Ditka in at tight end for 10 possessions. Who's better?
It's going to hurt me to say this, but Ditka.
Ditka, okay.
Bavaro was so good. Injured, I don't know, he probably could have played longer, played for a few teams.
He was fun to watch, too.
Played with that jaw wired.
Yeah.
It's probably why I should have given him a nod because of Ditka.
I mean, Ditka probably played hurt, too.
And he did. Yeah. And he did.
Yeah. All right. Shannon Sharp or Greg Olsen?
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah. I know Olsen made a couple of Pro Bowls, but yeah.
Antonio Gates versus Jackie Smith.
The ex-Cowboy Jackie Smith? Yeah. Antonio Gates.
Gates.
Jackie Smith dropped that ball in the end zone.
Tell me more.
Down, bang. Yeah, we'll tell you off the air.
Oh, that's funny.
Tell you the meaning of that off the air.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Tony Gonzalez versus Todd Christensen.
Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzo. Ozzie Newsome
versus
Jason Witten.
Yeah, Ozzie Newsome.
That wasn't. I don't think that matter who I said.
That was one. He was. Yeah.
Kellen Winslow Sr. versus Dave Casper.
Yeah, Dave Casper. It's Dave Casper. It's funny because those Newsome and Casper were the first two that came to my mind when you said tight end.
Yeah.
Although Winslow, very good career. Solid career. I mean, obviously. Yeah. But I'll go Casper.
Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
Versus Travis Kelce.
Ooh. I'll go Kelce.
You begrudgingly went Kelce.
Yeah, if you asked me that a few years ago, I might have went Graham.
Well, Kelce's undeniable.
Yeah.
He's one of the best ever. I mean, he deserves to be on this list of 16, no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Second round. Gronk versus Ditka.
Man. Oh, gosh.
Who do you want out there to win a game?
Oh, man. I don't know. This young group's going to think I'm nuts, but Ditka.
Yeah. This young group. You hear that, young group? He's talking to you. Shannon Sharp versus Antonio Gates.
Shannon Sharp.
Sharp's getting quick nods here. Tony Gonzalez versus Ozzie Newsome.
Ozzie Newsome.
Wow. Okay. Dave Casper versus Travis Kelce. What do you think? What's the hesitation? What makes it so close?
It's just another one of those things. If you asked me that a few years ago, I'm going Casper. But I know Kelsey's put up them numbers, this, that, and the other thing. Man.
How many Super Bowls does Casper have?
He might have a couple. I know he's got at least one with Stabler and Madden, right?
Yeah.
As the head coach.
Yeah.
But Casper, man. Casper Kelce. I'll go Kelce.
Kelce. All right.
That was tough, Dan.
We're in the final four.
Yep.
Ditka, Shannon Sharp.
And now we'll go Sharp.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Ozzie Newsome, Travis Kelce. We got a pause, a dramatic pause.
Oh, man.
Who's your dad going with in these? Is he going along the same lines as you so far?
Maybe. I don't know if
he's going to take Ditka over Gronk, obviously.
He might, yeah. I tell you where I'm going. I'm going Newsome, man. And I'm going to tell you why at the end.
Final, the greatest tight end of all time, Shannon Sharp versus Ozzie Newsome.
Go Ozzie Newsome. I just always thought he was the best, man, yeah. Tight end-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. These other guys got these numbers. It's a passing game now, and I get it. And that's one reason why we just went Kelce over Casper, because he did have a ton of receptions, right?
Yeah.
He's passed for you, although last year might have been an off year. But, that was a good one. I love the tight ends.
Yeah. The one I saw with this list on it had Gronk beating everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
I think Shannon Sharp, Gronk. To me, I think Gronk's a little better than Ditka. Just, I think, again, if I'm putting a team out there, and I know it's different ages, I get it. Gronk just...
He was a beast.
He's a beast. But Gronk versus Shannon Sharp, man, that's... Shannon Sharp is... I know he's a Hall of Famer, and he's definitely got his roses and his flowers, but I don't think he gets enough credit when they start. You know, a lot of people talk about Tony Gonzalez. Actually, that was the finals. It was Gronk, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez definitely with the numbers. And with Dick, it was a running era back then with not as many games. But if you just look what he did on the average and how he played and what he meant to these teams. And then he got hurt too, right? But yeah, good one. You can go a lot of different ways with that one.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I got one last little thing. I don't even know how to do this. So
I got, got
some of the top sports stories of all time. It kind of came up when I was talking about the 30 for 30 thing.
Okay.
So I'll bring up a sports story. You tell me your take on it.
Okay.
Ready? Michael Jordan's flu game. Battling illness, Jordan scores 38 points in game 5 of the NBA Finals, cementing his legacy. That sound fair, accurate?
Yeah, that was good.
You watch that?
I did. I was watching that game. That was good for him. I don't know if there was a lot of dramatic or what on his part.
Yeah.
Say somebody wasn't sick and they were.
But imagine if he had the flu and dropped 38 in the NBA Finals.
If he really was that bad with the flu.
He looked it to me.
Yeah, he looked a little gassed, I guess, but...
That's a Knicks fan right there. That's what that is.
But not you're right. 38 with the flu.
That's crazy.
And running on adrenaline, if that makes sense.
Yeah. This is one that we just talked about with our buddy Chris Foley. If Chris Foley's watching, or Haven, if you're watching, tell Chris we were just talking about it. Tiger Woods wins the 2019 Masters. Well, actually, we talked about a different one, but after years of injury and scandal, Woods returns to his 15th major at the age of 43 in a stunning comeback. So it wasn't the one we talked about, but this was the 2019 Masters after, you know, all that he had been through.
That's solid. At that age? Not that that's old, but for sports age, that's solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
43.
Yeah.
So, wow, what does that put him at now? 5'6". So he's 40. He's going to be 50 next year.
Is Tiger. He? Wow. Yeah, no,
holy
right.
smokes.
Where does that put us, Dan?
Puts us older than that. Puts us a little older than that, Mike. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Rumble in the Jungle, 1974. Ali reclaims heavyweight title in Zaire using his iconic rope-a-dope strategy to outlast Foreman.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was what an interesting idea of the rope-a-dope. Just take a beating. For how many rounds did he do it for? Five, six, something crazy. Yeah. Just sit there and bop, 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 bop. Gas him out. Put on the show. Man, now I obviously didn't see it live because I was a year old, but have seen enough clips of it and know the story well enough. How about Serena Williams winning the Australian Open while pregnant in 2017? Dominates the field in her 23rd Grand Slam title while 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dangerous too, no?
Dangerous. Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
I'd imagine so. I mean,
it's a lot of
doing anything.
Exertion.
Yeah, doing anything. Well, yeah. Yeah, suppose she falls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Is she the greatest tennis player of all time, female?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Top three.
You know, we had that. I think we did that before. And I don't know. I think I came up with Chris Everett off the cuff. But yes, Serena Williams is definitely, right there. She probably very well could be, yes.
Yeah. She's unbelievable.
Thinking about it, yes.
How about Kobe Bryant's 60-point farewell in his final game? Kobe scores 60 points, leading a comeback win in storybook fashion.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was
awesome, yeah.
That's...
Last game you ever played.
Last game you ever played, you drop 60 in the NBA and come back and win a huge game. I think that was versus Sacramento. I can't remember who it was versus, but I didn't see it. I saw the SportsCenter highlights that night. What a way to go out, man.
What a way to go out on your NBA career of 60.
Ah, crazy. Yeah.
It's like hitting a home run your last at bat.
How about 2008 through 2016? This is an eight-year span.
Okay.
Usain Bolt becomes the fastest man alive. Electrifies the Olympics and world record in the 100, 200, showcasing speed and charisma.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch any of that? Do you watch a lot of Olympics?
I do because I ran track also, and I was sprints.
Yep.
I was always interested in sprints and speed, so that is one thing I will watch in the Olympics. It's definitely the 100, the 220, the relays. But mind-boggling his speed, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I think they've caught up to his speed by now. I think they've broken his record.
Somebody may have. I think so.
I could be wrong. I
forget the kid's name that ran in the Olympics this year.
Yeah.
He got sick, came down with COVID, but I forget the kid's name all of a sudden. But
when I was younger, I was a huge fan of Carl Lewis. I loved watching him do the long jump because same as you, I did track. Yeah. Actually, I probably did track because of watching Carl Lewis in the long jump, the triple jump. I don't know if he did the triple jump, but I just loved the jumping thing. So high jump, long jump. Carl Lewis was fun to watch.
Yeah.
How about 2016? What did the Chicago Cubs do?
We won the World Series.
They ended a what? 108 years. 108,
yeah.
Can you believe that? 108 years in between.
That was great. Yeah.
After more than a century.
That was great.
The Cubs win the World Series in a dramatic Game 7.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Great for all them Cub fans. I know a lot of Cub fans, too. That's great.
This one's a little, it's women's basketball. 2017, when Baylor ends UConn's 111-game winning streak. Wait a minute. 111 games in a row.
Yeah.
A massive upset that changed the narrative in women's college basketball.
Yeah, they would.
111.
It's like 3 years of being undefeated and winning the championship.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the end of that. I mean, that was amazing also. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the exhilaration and the exuberance from Baylor for winning that?
Oh, unbelievable.
That game.
Yeah. I don't know much you're going to like this one, but Tom Brady's 28-3 Super Bowl comeback win. Patriots erase a 25-point deficit to defeat the Falcons in overtime, led by Brady's historic performance.
Should have fired the coach for the Falcons right after that game.
Oh, my goodness.
How he blew that.
Third quarter.
Yeah.
Third quarter.
How they blew that 28-3. Game.
28-3.
Hey, good for them. Great comeback.
Yeah, that was – I can tell you exactly where I was. I can tell you what I was eating. That's how dialed in I was in that game here in Vegas.
Yeah. I think I was working that one. I was at work for that one.
1947, Jackie Robinson breaks the MLB color barrier, becomes the first black player in modern Major League Baseball, changing American sports and society forever.
Yeah, that's now you talk about.
It's another movie.
You talk about. That. There you go. That's 42. A good 42 is a good one. Oh, 61.
Just gave away next week's number.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's an obvious one, right? For sure. No doubt. We'll get into more of that next week. And even with the movie, the 61 also, too. It was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's fantastic right there, the Jackie Robinson, what he accomplished there. That was awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
We're going to stay back in time a little bit. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scores 100 points in a game, an unbreakable NBA record set in a single game showcasing unmatched dominance.
Yeah.
What is your take on that?
Unthinkable. Did he do it?
Yeah.
I know. There's people that say they were there and saw it. And
I think he was so dominant that he most likely did.
Yeah. And
I mean, he was.
I mean, I don't know if they would flub it.
50 buckets? I mean.
There's people keeping score, right? Yeah, there's always been scorekeepers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the whole stadium's not going to.
I don't know if they would flub it.
No, I believe he did.
Did he score 97, 98? He'll Wilt say he scored 100? Yeah. I don't know.
Do you believe it's an unbreakable record?
I mean, anything's breakable, but that's probably one of the top unbreakable.
Well, let's see.
I would say.
Well, Kobe had 83.
Well, you got the 3-point line now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything's possible, right, Dan? But I would.
Somebody else just had a big game. Was it Westbrook or Harden? Somebody had another 80-point game, or could have been Giannis. I don't know. Somebody. But the one I remember closest, I think, was, I want to say Kobe was 82 or 86.
82, 83, something like that.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to say it is not unbreakable for the simple fact that sports now, just like I'm sure they did it in 1962, is somebody like Anthony Edwards gets hot, his team's going to give him the ball, and they're going to just let him go every possession. Every possession. I mean, you're telling me who are the great scorers? You're telling me Larry Bird couldn't have, like, if they wanted to just give him the ball every
time?
Feed
him the ball, yeah.
He couldn't score 50 buckets?
Yeah. Like, sure.
Against the worst team that he'd play, back then.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he could. Now, nobody's setting out to set that record.
No.
But I think if somebody's, at like 46 at halftime, which is not crazy. It's not crazy.
Yeah,
it's 20-something buckets. That's, that's a bucket a minute.
And with the three-point line, who might have been able to break that if there was a three-point line? Maravich.
Oh, yeah.
Averaged 40 pistol college without the three-point line.
44 in college, yeah.
Yeah, without the three-point
line. Another movie, The Pistol.
Yeah, The Pistol, good movie.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I actually own that movie. That one's at home on VHS.
Yeah.
Jesse Owens defies Hitler at Berlin's Olympics, 1936, wins 4 gold medals in Nazi Germany, crushing Hitler's notion of Aryan supremacy.
Yeah, it's a wow right there.
Yeah. Coach Lee has a picture of the guys on the podium with their fist up. One of those guys, I can't remember his name, it pains me, spoke at the Title IX event I went to at Raider Stadium a couple years ago.
Nice.
They have less. I'm just not a big soccer guy. Leicester City wins Premier League. A team given 5,000-1 odds shocks the world by winning the English Premier League title.
Good for them.
Good for them. That's about congratulations.
Good for them, man.
Only reason I like it is because I went to college in Leicester, Massachusetts, so I probably would have rooted for Leicester City.
There you go.
This is an odd one. Simone Biles brings mental health to the forefront, withdraws from the Olympic event to prioritize her mental health, sparking a global conversation.
That's tough on her. It's tough for her to be in that situation and have to go down like that.
Yeah.
on the biggest stage, if not, you know, one of the biggest stages, of course, if not the biggest stage, but
yeah,
you know, if it got something out there and some awareness,
well, that's what then, I even said. It's, yeah, it then started, great. It sparked a global conversation. And if people obviously are, big for me in a situation I'm in here with, you know, 12 to 15 young female athletes that, some struggle with mental health, some don't. Yeah. And a big part of my even recruiting pitch is that we talk about things, address things. And so when she did that, I'm like, wow, that's big time because, you know, prioritizing yourself as a human being and a person first before a sport is takes a lot of courage, when especially when you're at that level.
Absolutely.
Last one we have here is Miracle on Ice. 1980,
Goosebumps.
USA beats Russia. Cold War era U.S. amateur hockey team upsets the dominant Soviet Union in the Winter Olympics. Al Michaels' call, "Do you believe in miracles?" Yeah. became legendary.
I remember watching that as a teenager. Goosebumps right there.
You watched it live?
I remember watching that. Wow. Yeah. I remember seeing that. Maybe it was a highlight. I remember something. I remember that day, that time. Yeah. I was like, holy cow. Even knowing then it was a big win.
Yeah.
Not knowing how it was going to end up in history at that age, but as you get older, you're like, wow.
Kind of like the Soviet Union beating USA in basketball, too, with all the the horns and the horns and the adding time.
It's
and
for
the,
them, blah, blah, blah.
So, so that was 15 sports stories, of top 15 sports stories of all time. Some of them are a little, those are a little, Michael Jordan's flu game, they have at 6. I think that's a little insane. And I'm sure there's other ones that we could put on that aren't on here, but. How about that? Look at us.
Sports stories. We're going to watch one of them tonight that could have been on that list.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, especially Jimmy V. Just Jimmy V's story. Forget about the championship. Yeah. Just his story alone. I'm excited for tonight. The food should be rolling in here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Where you at, girls?
We're hungry. I told them a little after 5. So they'll be coming in. We rearranged the office to so they can enjoy the movie night. And, it's going to be... Yeah. Going to be a fun night. Anything cooking this week?
No, not this week. I had friends in from Minnesota this past week, but unless somebody comes in and surprises me, I don't know, which happens. It does happen. You know, they pop in at work and they hang out with
them. That's awesome.
But, nothing planned this week, no.
Yeah, pretty, not. I don't want to say a slow week here at work at the school. There's always something cooking, but... we got some of our team gear in, actually almost all of it, of our team gear in. So I spent all day inventorying it. Players are going to love the stuff we got this year. Exciting with that. July is kind of a little starting to get ready for the season. I'm helping our new volleyball coach. I'm going to help her get set with some of the travel stuff that she needs to get locked in and doing some scheduling. But kind of quiet around here, which is nice because we all know – August 25th hits, it's crazy, and then the season hits, it's just, there's no turning back.
There's no turning back.
Away we go. But it's interesting, those Thursday nights start to get a little slower.
Yeah.
And, I tell my kids, make sure you get those last-minute vacations in, because once it all begins, it begins. So.
And when's your last open gym?
It's actually August 14th.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was thinking sometime this month. Okay,
No, we go right up. We give them 1 week off. So that August 14th is the last day of anything basketball, and then we give them that next week off from sports. We have a couple meetings they have to do.
Okay.
A mandatory athlete orientation meeting and some things like that. But they get about a week off, and then the 25th, it all begins.
So you got about four more.
Five, yep.
Five
including
more.
This week,
trying
five.
Trying to look at that calendar. Yeah. Here you go, including this week,
Big old calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing helps me stay sane.
You need that,
But good stuff. Well, good show.
Yeah, very good.
Knocked out some pretty cool blind rankings and some sports history. We got some sports movies. We covered it all.
Yeah, very good.
So let's wrap this show up, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in to the Doo-Doo and Foo Show.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.